Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco! The sheriff! He is getting closer!
This way, Pancho! Vamano!
The Cisco Kid! The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Law of the Dead. Wherever gold was discovered in the Old West, there came men of all races. And after the gold had been dug, many of these men stayed on. Some to take up land and settle down. Others, as befitted their nature, to roam. And so it was that in the great Panamint country, a party of men stared across a small canyon at a group of strangely garbed riders on a parallel trail.
Hey, Jeff, what in blazes kind of hombres are them? Look at them, wearing bandanas on their heads and earrings.
I reckon they're gypsies, Ross.
What are gypsies doing out in this country?
Now, don't ask me. I don't reckon we want no gypsies around here, do we, boys?
That's just what I figure, Jeff. And if you ask me, the thing to do is to gun them down as soon as they get within gunshot.
I wasn't thinking of gunning them down, Ross.
But what good are they? Ain't any good. Dirty thieving bunch of coyotes. We might as well gun them down and be done with it.
Well,
We're 2 miles out of the town of Rawhide. Not hardly anybody gets up this way. What do you say, Jeff?
All right. Take cover behind the rocks, boys. When I give the word, plug them.
Get every one of them, you hombres.
All right, I'll give the orders around here, Ross.
I just want to make sure of them all.
Remember what I said. Get ready, boys. Now!
The stuff poured into...
One of them's getting away.
I'll get him. Get out of my way, Jeff. Miss them, blasted.
Come on, boys, onto your horses. If we don't run down that hombre and finish him off, we're in for trouble.
Ah, come on, come on.
You call them people, Cisco?
I call them gypsies, Pancho.
Gypsy. Why the gypsy, Cisco?
Well, they are a people who wander over the face of the earth, Chico.
Huh?
Originally, I believe, the gypsies came from India.
A lot of gypsies back there at that camp, Cisco.
Si. Apparently, they are traveling through this Panamint country, making their way to the coast.
Mm.
And for some reason, they have made their camp there for a day or so.
You like gypsies?
Well, I've always got along very well with them, Chico. They're like anyone else. Treat them well, and they will treat you well.
Yeah, treat them well, and treat you well. How much more miles to the town of Rawhide?
Oh, not more than 2 or 3 miles.
Uh-huh.
I suppose you are thinking of food, Pancho?
Well, Pancho, that was the thing.
Well, that is what I thought.
Pancho,
we'll be there before long, and then you can have a...
shooting, Cisco.
Si, quite a lot of shooting, too. Hurry up.
He come a rider.
He's a gypsy.
Look, Cisco, way back, hombre's right after the single gypsy.
Hey, hold up your hands, amigo, to show we mean him no harm.
Hey, hold up the hands.
They kill my people. They hide behind the rocks and kill my brothers and those with my brothers. They will kill you.
Not kill Cisco and Pancho.
Santos.
Down off your horse, Pancho.
See, Pancho, glad to get down.
Yeah, see? They stop their horses. They're going to talk it over.
They will die for this. Carlos says they will die.
Be careful. They're going to shoot again. Let us give them a couple shots in return, Pancho.
Couple shots.
You do not hit any of them. Let Carlos show you how to kill one of them.
No, Carlo. Pancho and I do not kill. We fire at them only to make them more cautious.
Carlo will kill.
I said no, Carlo.
The hombres turn their asses going right away now.
You said those hombres killed your people? When was that?
The sun has barely moved since it happened.
Just a few minutes ago. For what reason did they kill your people?
I know not. Perhaps only for the sport of killing. But the law of the dead calls for vengeance, and the law of the dead shall be fulfilled. Get up!
Pancho, think that young hombre mean what he says, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, he does mean it. There'll be much trouble before the sun sets. Come, we better find out more about that killing.
just stop here, Ross, and talk over what we're going to do.
I know what I'd have done if I'd have been you, Jeff. I'd have gone after them hombres and gunned them down.
You think so, huh?
I know so.
That's because you got no idea who those two hombres were, Ross.
Well?
They was the Cisco Kid and his partner.
Oh? You sure of that?
Of course I'm sure.
Maybe that young gypsy told Cisco about the killing.
Maybe he did. And Cisco's just the kind of hombre to take the gypsy's side.
If Cisco knows about it, then chances are he'll tell the sheriff about it.
That's just what I'm thinking. In which case, we'd have to do some mighty fast figuring to come up with an alibi.
Say, there's an idea, Jeff.
What?
Blame this killing on the Cisco.
Just how would I do that, Ross?
Nothing to it at all. Just ride into the sheriff's office and tell him Cisco and his partner gunned down them gypsies. The sheriff don't know Cisco well, does he?
Well, as far as I know, he don't know him at all.
I'll go tell him if you say so.
No, I'll go. You and the boys stay back up in the mountains out of sight. I'll join you later. Hop back! Come on, get back!
Cisco, look. There are the bodies.
Oh, yeah. Ho, ho.
Ho, look. Ho, 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 look. Ho.
See, there are the bodies, Pancho. They were all gypsies.
Why anybody do this, Cisco?
I cannot know, Chico. But we cannot let such a thing go unpunished.
We round up the killers, no?
The first thing we will do, Pancho, is to ride on to the town of Rawhide and report this to the sheriff.
Pancho not know the sheriff with Rawhide.
I do not think I know him either. But we soon will. We'll offer him our help in running down the killers.
All right, come, Cisco. Anywhere to start?
See, yes, the sheriff, Pancho. He rides alone. He comes here at an opportune time.
You look like a good sheriff, Cisco. You mean the business.
See.
Oh,
what is this, Señor Sheriff?
What is this, Señor Sheriff?
Howdy. I take it you're the Cisco Kid.
See, Sheriff, this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Any idea who gunned down these here gypsies, Cisco?
No, Señor Sheriff, I have not. Only one gypsy escaped, a young señor. When first we saw him, he was being pursued by a gang of men. And it was he who told us they had killed his tribesmen.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you give me a description of that gang of men, Cisco.
I cannot do that, señor sheriff. They were not near enough for me to see their faces clearly. But Pancho and I would like to help you find them.
See, we help you, señor sheriff.
And well, I won't help, I'll ask for it.
Well, that is the way you feel. Very well. Come, Pancho, let us ride on.
Just a minute, you two. Kind of like to have you come on back to town with me for questioning.
We are going to ride through your town, Señor Sheriff. We will stop at your office.
Not one to handcuff, though, Señor Sheriff. It's Carlos, Cisco.
Si, with more of his tribesmen. Look at the long knives they are wearing, Pancho. They mean business.
Cisco, I want your word. You won't try to escape.
You have my word, Señor Sheriff.
These are the dead. They must be avenged.
Now, look, you hombres. I don't want any trouble from you.
We make not the trouble, Sheriff. But uphold the law of our fathers. And of the moment we ask permission to bury our dead.
That's all right. Go ahead. But no shooting.
Señor Sheriff, Carlo was with those who were shot down.
Oh? And maybe you can describe the hombres. Was it these two?
No. Those friends of Carlo.
Did you hear that, Señor Sheriff? Friends of Carlo.
Keep quiet, you.
Huh?
Give me a description of the ones that shot down your tribesmen, Carlo.
No.
That is not the gypsy's way, Señor Sheriff. He would not tell you.
Maybe that's lucky for you, huh?
Not lucky, Sheriff. You hear Carlos say
that? I said keep quiet.
Oh.
These gypsies will take their own action in the matter. It would be well to have a posse stay close by them.
Reckon I know what I'm doing, Cisco. I still think you know more about these killings than you let on. However, since I got your word you won't try to escape, I won't put the handcuffs on you. You can keep your guns.
But you're not going to arrest us, Señor Sheriff. Carlos
said... I don't care what he said.
I warn you. If you do not keep an eye on these gypsies, they will find the killers very quickly. Then you will have more killings on your hand.
Get on your horses, you two. You're going with me.
As you please, Señor Sheriff.
As you please, Señor Sheriff.
Right ahead of me.
Yeah!
Ah, Diablo, come
on. Oh, no, go. Come on.
Well, by thunder.
What's the matter, Ross?
Cisco and his partner are going with the sheriff, but they still got their gun.
Well, let me see them field glasses.
Take a look, Jeff.
Yeah, you're right. Sure as blazes, you're right.
Thought you said the sheriff believed your story about Cisco and his partner killing them gypsies.
He sure seemed to believe it. At least he got started in a hurry.
We sure better do something, Jeff. Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Looks to me as if the sheriff got Cisco to help him instead of arresting him.
Well, what do you think we better do, Ross?
We better dry gulch the three of them.
What? Gun down the sheriff, too?
That's right. Now's a good time. They're riding right this way. When they cross that little plateau down there, they'll be right plumb out in the open.
I guess you're right, Ross. Take up positions, boys, and we'll get them as they cross that plateau.
Senor Sheriff, wait a moment. Hold on.
What's the matter, Cisco?
I saw the glint of sunlight on metal up ahead there, Senor Sheriff. I do not like the looks of that.
You ride another trail to the town, Sheriff.
No, we won't ride another trail to town. We'll stay right on this one. Never figured you to be so timid, Cisco.
It is a question of common sense, Sheriff. No man in his right mind would ride into an ambush.
Come on, get going.
If you want to continue on this trail, you will take the lead. I am tired of warning you, Sheriff.
Get going.
The trail is all yours. Pancho and I will follow. But once more, I tell you...
All right, I'll ride ahead. Come on. Get up!
Up, Diablo, come on.
Go now.
Be on your guard, Pancho. We come onto that little plateau.
No cover on the little plateau, Cisco.
Nothing but a couple of bushes. Not much cover, but better than nothing.
And there another glimpse, Cisco.
Look out, Sheriff! Pancho!
He's getting down, Cisco!
Off your horse, Pancho!
Off the horse, Cisco!
Take cover in the bushes! Pancho! Pancho! Madre mía! Pancho!
And the faithful Pancho lies motionless, hit by a gunman's bullet. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Law of the Dead. Although the young gypsy Carlo told the sheriff that Cisco and Pancho had not killed his fellow tribesmen, that official was not convinced, but insisted upon taking our friends back to town for further questioning. But on Cisco's word that they would not try to escape, he let them keep their guns. Meanwhile, the real killers, deciding to take no chances on being found out, opened fire on Cisco, Pancho, and the sheriff as they rode out onto a small plateau. The sheriff and Pancho went down. Now...
See, Sheriff. Pancho. Santos. All I can do is carry them behind these bushes. What little cover they afford. Now the sheriff. I stopped the sheriff the moment I saw the glint of sunlight on that metal. Those hombres are aiming to kill... Say, Pancho, say.
Oh, Pancho, get hit, Cisco. Pancho,
do not try to move, amigo. Lay down, have a look at your wound.
Oh, Pancho's head, Cisco.
Hold still, Chico, hold still. Oh. Ah, bueno, bueno, bueno. That bullet just grazed you, Pancho. Mm. You are all right, amigo.
Mm. Pancho feels better now, Cisco.
The sheriff is the one who is badly wounded. Somehow, we must get him to a doctor in town.
How, Cisco, how?
I will try to get to that wall of rock over there, Pancho, so I can open fire on the bandidos from there. While they are firing at me, you can get the sheriff on loco and ride out of here.
Pancho tries, Cisco.
Then I will join you. Good luck, Chico. Here I go. Perhaps a bullet or two from me will give those hombres something to think about.
Pancho, ride now, Cisco. Got the sheriff on loco.
Bueno, Pancho.
Como le su, Cisco. Go, loco. Buena, go.
Those bandidos are no longer shooting at me. Why? No matter. My job right now is to catch up with Pancho and help him. Up, get ha!
Hey, Jeff! Jeff, the Cisco Kid's getting away! What in blazes is doing? Have the boys fired down onto that plateau?
Never mind Cisco, Ross. Look up around them canyon walls.
What is it? I don't see nothing.
See where that big rock is? Follow the point of my finger.
Yeah. I still don't see. Oh.
See?
One of the gypsies.
Yeah. And there's another beyond him.
Anywhere you look up there, you'll see them.
But they ain't shooting.
No. No, they got knives.
Maybe we better get out of here, Jeff.
Oh, they got us surrounded. And they're pressing in slow but steady. I don't like this, Ross. I sure don't like this.
Doctor said the sheriff get better, Cisco?
The doctor said the sheriff may recover and he may not. His chances are just about even.
Poncho not get along with that sheriff. Poncho hope the sheriff get better.
Si, amigo. So do I. Anyway, we will wait around until we find out from the doctor for sure.
Yeah, we wait around for sure. Cisco.
Si, Poncho.
Do you know what all that exercise do to Poncho?
Si, Poncho. I know. I just got the idea from seeing that cafe sign down the street.
Well, the exercise make Pons so hungry.
Yes, yes, yes.
You catch on, huh?
We are on our way to the cafe right this minute. Hey, Pancho, look.
Be.
I've seen that pinto horse before.
Pons see the pinto horse too, Cisco, but
that
I...
That rider was with the gang of banditos who were chasing the young gypsy Carlo.
Un momento, hombre. I want to talk to you.
Yeah. I want to see the sheriff, Cisco. Tell me, was he bad wounded?
Was he badly wounded? Just how did you know he was wounded at all, since Pancho and I met no one on our way to the doctor's?
Well, look, I got no time to waste talking. Is the sheriff at the doctor's now?
Si, hombre. But you are not going to see him. Not for some time. Come down off that horse.
Get out of my way or I'll brain you with the butt of this gun.
You talk tough, hombre. But Cisco tougher as you.
I said come down off that horse. That's what I meant.
As of right now.
There. Oh, you measly coyote, Cisco, I'll get you.
Look at Dr. Cisco.
I'm going to knock you so cold, you.
Well, look like the other shoe on the other foot's to Pancho.
Stand up, hombre. What I want to know is why you and those other banditos shot down the gypsies.
Well, who said we did?
I want the truth from you, and I want it now.
All right, Cisco. So we did get them down. But I got to get help for Jeff, or them blasted gypsies will cut them to pieces.
Who is this Jeff?
Jeff Prosser. He runs our...
Your gang of hoodlums, eh?
I'll come clean, Cisco. We tried to get you and your partner here and the sheriff. But them gypsies must have heard the shooting because they surrounded us and... Well, I was the only one to get away. They knifed the rest of the boys, but they took Jeff with them.
You think there's somebody tell the truth, Cisco?
Say, Pancho, I believe he's telling the truth.
There's a gang of them gypsies. I'll need a lot of men to rescue Jeff. If it ain't too late.
What do we do, Cisco? What do we do, huh?
We'll ride out to the gypsy camp, Pancho. After we put this hombre behind the bars in the jail.
But, Cisco...
Quieto! A lot of men will do no good. One or two might. Come with us, hombre. And come quickly.
What are you hombres going to do with me?
You're going to die.
Look, I got money. You can have it. Just let me go. Come on, untie my hands and let me go.
You carry it. Look, the leader of those who shoot my people down. You try to bribe Carlo with gold? There's not enough gold in the world to buy your freedom. Here's our camp. Tie prisoner to Big Rock. I will tell you when you die. You die tonight when the spirits of those you killed can be present to see. Vengeance is the law of the dead.
What do you mean, Cisco? When you say a lot of men not do good, one or two might do good.
A lot of men will start a fight, Pancho. There will be more killing. That is not what we want.
We rescue the bandido chief.
We'll do our best, Chico.
Why did the gypsies kill him already?
Well, then we can do nothing. But I do not believe the gypsies will try to kill the bandido until after dark. They have their own customs and their own laws. And if I remember rightly, death is dealt out to murderers only after dark.
Get dark very quick now, Chico.
Si. But there is the camp of the gypsies right ahead of us.
They got a campfire. And look, Chico, find the hombre tied to a big rock.
He must be the bandido leader. Now be very careful what you say or do, Chico.
Pass the Chico talk.
Hold it.
Hold
slow down. Show off here, Chico. Down off your horse.
Yes, Chico.
There is Carlo over by the campfire. Pay no attention to these other gypsies. Come, Pancho.
Why does Carlos' friend come to the camp of the gypsies?
I come for the one who was killed. Our law says he must be punished according to our law.
Law of the gypsies will deal with one who has killed. Friend of Carlo has come to this camp in vain.
No, not in vain, Carlo. I come but to do you and your tribe a favor, to take the prisoner, so that our law can deal with him.
Oh. The law of the gypsies will deal with one who has killed.
We lose, Cisco, we lose.
Not as yet, Pancho. Carlo, I speak no more words of softness. To the strong goes the prize. Is that true?
That is true, Cisco.
Let your tribesmen form a great circle while you and I fight for the prize. For our own law, with your knives.
But Cisco, with knives?
Quieto, Pancho.
It is not the wish of Carlo to kill Cisco.
I will take my chances, Carlo. Do you accept my challenge?
My fellow tribesmen, form the circle. Incendi, your knife.
But Cisco, did
not... Quieto, I said, Pancho. Be ready to untie the prisoner. We may have to leave in a hurry.
Cisco, your choice of these knives.
This one will do. Gracias, Carlo.
Be on guard. Attack!
You handle the knife well, my friend. I see you have chosen.
Strong and able opponent.
I regret that I must kill you now the fight has started.
Is there dishonor in being disarmed, Carlo?
No, Cisco. But my blade seeks not to disarm. It seeks your heart.
Not thinking of your blade. I'm thinking of my own. How I might twist your knife out of your hand.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno.
Let the prisoner free, Pancho. Tell him to start down the trail.
Quietly. Si, Cisco.
Well, Carlo, seems that my law won over your law. Therefore, my law will take your prisoner and deal with him.
It is so, Cisco. But there are those among my tribesmen who would not have it so.
But your tribesmen are fair, Carlo. They will honor a victory fairly won.
Prisoner free, Cisco. Go down the trail.
Si, Pancho. In a moment, they will notice he has gone. But then we had better be gone. Adios, Carlo. You are a brave man.
They notice now, Cisco.
Si. Stampede their horses as we go by them, Pancho. I will take the bandido up on Diablo with me. Up your
rear! Go, 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 go! Hey! Run, you horses, run! Now they not can chase us for a long time, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho. Bueno, hold up. Ho, ho. You, Jeff, hombre, get up on this horse.
I sure will, Cisco. Just get me out of here.
That is just what we are going to do, hombre. You are going to jail. And you may believe me, hombre, you are very, very lucky. Si, Pancho.
The gypsies gone, no?
Si, Chico. The gypsies have gone. So those bandidos who are in jail have nothing to fear.
Gypsies not can get into the jail after them.
Yeah, that is true. They cannot, Pancho.
And the sheriff get better, too.
Si. And you know, Pancho,
what?
That sheriff turned out to be a pretty good hombre.
Yes, he's a sheriff, a fine hombre. And the sheriff wanted to give Pancho a dog.
The sheriff wanted to give you a dog?
Si, yes, my dog, too. But Pancho said no. Not to take a dog riding all over the country.
Well, sometime you can have a dog, Chico. But why do you say this dog was smart?
Because this dog, he do arithmetic.
Arithmetic?
Arithmetic.
The dog could do arithmetic?
He do.
Oh, now, Pancho, that is impossible.
No, that not impossible, Cisco. Tell Pancho, what is two take away two?
Two take away two?
Two take away two.
Well, that is nothing.
That's what Pancho asked the dog, Cisco. Pancho say to the dog, what is two? Take away two.
What did the dog say, Chico?
The dog say nothing.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Chico!
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.